All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, April 4th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a four-game MLB main slate kicking off in about 5 minutes here. We have a five-game NBA main slate later this evening, a nine-game NHL main slate later this evening, and we had golf tee off earlier this morning. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. So with that all said, we're going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here, and we're going to jump right into questions that came in the Discord first. As always, if you have any questions, now is always a good time to get those in the queue here. So it looks like our first question here came in from 8Game. Question says, I would like to upload my own projections using Excel on my tablet. Please demonstrate this during office hours. Yeah, I could definitely show you how to upload custom projections. So before I do a demo, just want to let you guys know that we do have support documentations that cover a lot of things like this. So if you go to the top right corner menu, you go to help and then take you to our support library. You scroll down to frequently asked questions. You click view more. And then in here, you could, there's an article right here. It says, how do the Sims adjust when I use custom projections? And then there is another video here. And you can just type in custom and both of them should come up. So just search for what you're looking for, how to upload custom projections. This is the video that I was looking for here. So this video will show you how to do that within the SaberSim app. So along with doing a demo here, I am going to drop this in the YouTube chat and drop this in the Discord where the question originally came in. So just drop those where they need to go. And from there, let's jump into this example. So basically what I would do is, I'm just going to use the SaberSim projections as my custom set here. I'm just going to adjust them. So I've downloaded the projections. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the projection column, and I'm just going to change these, right? I'm just going to say, Rand between and do 5 and 20. So I'm basically saying hey, give me a projection for every player on the slate that is between 5 and 20. And then what I'll do now is just save these projections. So this is a new projection set now, right? These projections do not match what the SaberSim table has. So then once you have your projection set, you go to upload here, and then you click upload CSV, and then you go and grab that file here. So let's see, date modified is the one I want. So SaberSim will process the file here. It will match columns as it can here if it recognizes the column header name. So if I scroll over, okay, I have ownership, I have min and max exposure. You just click on any one of these column headers and change it. If it's not picking up your projections for whatever reason, just go to the column where they are and then select the correct thing to match it with here. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to click save, and then those projections are going to come in the app. I could just say, aggregate or something like that. Save that as a source. And then now I have a new column that says aggregate. It's going to default to using your projections in the my projection column. So if you want to change it, you can come in here, click the gear icon. The original SaberSim projections are here. Your new projections are here. You could do an average of the two projection sources or however many sources you have. You do weighted sources maybe I want to wait SaberSim 75%, and then maybe I want to weight this aggregate 25%, or you could mix up those numbers and do what you want with them. So that's what I would, that's the process if you ever wanted to delete one, like I know we got a question, I think earlier today in support, like, hey, how do I delete these? Go to the gear icon and then hover over to the right. There is a little trash icon, which will get rid of it. Or you could even change the name using the pencil icon. So a couple different options for you. But all right, good question to get us started today. Let's see. Next question here from Wisconsin. All right. Question says, I've been trying out a new idea that involves the process Andrew goes through in his new instructional video for baseball, building lineups, simming and trashing lineups with ROI, rebuilding, etc. I then sort by 95th percentile lineups and use min uniques to spread out exposure. Would this be a good method to capture both upside while keeping a good amount of variance? So I don't think there's anything wrong with using the percentiles. You know, the percentiles are a good sorting metric, in my opinion. You know, what you're really saying is like, hey, I really just care about upside and nothing more than that. I don't want to factor in ownership. I don't want to factor in average projection. And I just want to play lineups that grade out that you know, when they get there, they can get to a really high score. And, you know, that's honestly something I've seen like in contest flashback. I've been studying some contests lately, just like doing some videos and different things like that. And one thing that I've noticed in contest flashback, I think probably because I did so much contest flashback during like NBA season, is, you know, projection is not as important in MLB as it is in, I'm sorry, projection is not as important in MLB as it is in NBA. Like when you would go into like contest flashback for NBA, it's like, okay, these higher projected lineups or portfolios of that have a higher projection are just grading out so much better. But like when I go and look at, you know, past MLB contests from like the last week here, well, hey, you know, the highest projected portfolios are not grading out the best as far as like sim ROI is concerned. And then that gets into like correlation and stacking and lineup construction and things like that. So if you want to take a stance, it's like, hey, you know, baseball super high variance, ownership is always going to be spread out. So not super important to take ownership into account. You know, average projection is not that important or as important as other sports. You know, I just want to go with upside and nothing but upside. I think that's fine. So give it a shot and see how it goes. All right. Next question here from Kevlar. Question says, what does the value column represent for MLB? Thanks. The value column is pretty standard across all sports here. So it is the player's projection, my projection, divided by their salary times 1,000. So what it is describing is a, you know, point per dollar basis for a player, like how much bang for your buck are you getting? You know, it is a salary cap format type game. So, you know, you see this a lot in like NBA with like a bench player starting randomly and like, you know, he'll be 6, 7, 8X value. So that means that, you know, his value is very high. So what the fantasy points that you're getting for him is very good compared to if you played a different player with a lower value. So value comes into play a little bit more if you're using optimizer mode, you know, trying to solve a knapsack problem, trying to build lineups with as many projected points as possible. That is where, you know, value is key because the builder wants to put as many projected points into a lineup under the salary cap as possible. So it's going to jam those value plays in. So you'll see them still come up in your, you know, sim mode lineups, but not as, but just a little bit different how they're used. All right. Another question. Also, can you explain how to use live contest sims for late swap and when that would be applicable for MLB? Thank you as always. Yeah, no problem. So, you know, live contest sims, as far as how you do them, are the same as how you do pre-contest sim. So I actually did a demo earlier where I had a CSV. So I do have a lineup here and the slate just locked. So this is probably a good opportunity to like do late swap. So say I built one lineup, right? And I have this one lineup. Well, now I'm going to click the late swap icon since the slate has locked. Now I'm just going to refresh projections really quickly so the builder understands what time it is. And I'm going to do a hard refresh here. Just let this load back up. All right. So all my data is back. And what I want to do here is I want to go to the late swap icon, and then I have this one lineup that I built earlier. And then I'm just going to use defaults here, so I don't want to take over any information from this build. If you do want to take over any min-max exposures, you know, filters, etc., rules, then I would use the clone option, but I'm just going to click use defaults. And then I'm going to click late swap, right? And then now it's going to open up this swap one build. So within this build, I'm going to have to make two adjustments to projections again here if I haven't already done that. And then I'm going to open up my settings. And then here I'm going to see that I have this new setting called swaps per lineup. What this is saying is like, hey, how many times do you want us to rebuild your original lineup? Personally, I think 50 is more than enough, really, just because if you have, like, say you're building 150 max, well, the pool size can still only go to 5,000. So at 150, you can get. But just because you have one lineup doesn't mean you need to rebuild it 5,000 times. So I would rather just get, you know, 50 versions of a lineup. And I think that's more than enough here. So now what I would do is just click build, right? And then what the builder is going to do, it's going to figure out which players in my lineups have locked. And then it's going to build the best possible lineup around those players, right? And I'm not sure if I did this right. It says it's, you know, 1:11 p.m. here on the West Coast, and this game started at 1:10. So I hope that nothing is wrong with the exposures here. But it actually looks. In my shortstop and outfield slot here. So I have two players that effectively haven't locked as of right now that won't lock until later. So now, you know, say I want to use the live contest sim. Well, all I need to do is make sure I have a contest sim. And then when I have a contest sim, you know, I have these two toggles, use live sims if available, use live field lineups if available. These are toggled on by default. As long as these are on, you don't have to worry about anything, because what we will do is we will automatically switch from the pre-slate projections to the live projections and to the live ownership when running your late swap. And then if you want to run your contest sim, you just go and click this little globe icon next to the rebuild lineups button. And then, you know, this button hasn't moved. This button is in the same spot as it was pre-slate. So you don't need to do anything different. Like you're still clicking the same buttons in the same places, but we're just using different data automatically that as it becomes available, right? So now I've used the live contest sim. I would switch my sorting metric. I would go and save to my contest, and then I could upload this new lineup. So that is what I would do here. If you're trying to use a live contest sims, that is basically a late swap demo for MLB. All right. Question from Moose. Question says, this has probably been asked slash answered before, but do the Sims take into account weather slash course conditions for any given PGA event? I know about Kevin Ross weather forecast page, which is helpful, but I don't want to give it too much weight if the Sims already factor that in. Okay, good question here. Clarification on the PGA model. So we do understand weather, but we don't understand it on like an hour by hour basis. So, you know, there's a lot, as far as like weather goes, it's like, okay, hey, these are the conditions today. We understand the temperature, the wind, is it raining? Is it not? So all of those things get taken into account on a day-to-day basis. But as far as weather splits, the builder does not understand like, hey, from 7 to 12, it's going to be raining, and then, or it's going to be really windy. And then, you know, from 12 to 5, the rain is going to die down. So those type of weather splits are things that you can take into account, you know, in your own process and add value. So one of my favorite ways to do that is to use the tee times detailed stat here. So like if I were to go over to PGA that teed off earlier this morning, and then I come in here and look, there's a tee time column, right? So this will tell you, hey, what is every player's tee time here? And then let's say that, you know, the afternoon wave has a better weather as far as like wind and possibly even rain than the morning window does. So then I'm just going to come in here and, you know, figure out what time the split is. So it looks like it's like 12:30 PM is about the time here. And then I would go into my lineup rules, and then I would create a rule that's a group automatic rule. and say, use at least four. So I'm just basically weighting my lineup because there's only six players in a lineup. So I'm saying, hey, use at least four players. And then I would say whose tee time is after, and then I would say 12:30 p.m., right? So now what I'm doing is I'm forcing the builder to play at least four players from the wave that has the better weather here, right? And I think that, you know, all right, good question there. Next question here from Teddy. Question says, what would be the expectation of lineups returned if you are building with a set of average projections but running them against Saber Sim ownership / field lineups? So it sounds like you're contest simming here. So it sounds like, hey, what would be the expectation? I don't really know what you mean by of lineups returned. If you're building with a set of average projections, but running them against SaberSim ownership / field lineups, Teddy, it sounds like you're talking about two different things here. So like, hey, I'm building my lineups with average projections. Like, okay, got it. If you're building, you know, with any type of custom projections, you should still get as many lineups as you request. So if I request 5,000 lineups, regardless whether I'm using SaberSim's projections or your custom projections, I would still expect to get 5,000 lineups in return. And then the second part is, you know, but running them against SaberSim ownership / field lineup. So then when it sounds like it's like, hey, I built my lineups using these aggregate, you know, projections or whatever projections you're using. And then now I am taking those lineups that I built, and then I'm running the contest sim against SaberSim's designated set of field lineups. So even in that regard, first off, your custom projections get taken into account in the contest sim. We will adjust the results of the contest sim that include your projection adjustments. So if you say, hey, Aaron Judge gets 25 points in my projection set, well, we will make sure that, you know, that adjustment is taken into account in the contest sim. And then, you know, he will get the correct amount of points assigned to him in each iteration of the contest sim. So you should always expect the amount of lineups that you request, and you shouldn't have any issues running your contest sim with your custom projections, and those feel comfortable knowing that those are being taken into account. All right. Good question there. Taking a peek here. Looks like we have no more questions here in the Discord, and looks like we're all cut up in the YouTube chat as well. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.